In the moments following the massacre at two mosques in Christchurch, an internet-wide purge of the alleged shooter's social media accounts began. Companies like Facebook, Twitter, and countless message boards wiped him from their platforms. What remains today are small fragments and digital impressions of a well-travelled young man who frequented hate-filled anonymous message boards and was deeply engaged in a global alt-right culture. In a manifesto uploaded before the attack, he claimed he was never a member of any group, but the ABC's background briefing program has uncovered an archive of comments from the accused mosque shooter, which were posted on the now-deleted Facebook pages of Australian far-right groups United Patriots Front and the True Blue Crew. Alex Mann has this exclusive report.
In Australia in 2015, one of the hottest battlegrounds for Australia's far-right movement was a Victorian town called Bendigo and its modest plans to build a mosque.
Do you want a mosque in your life?
One of the most prominent and vocal members of the movement was the Victorian leader of the United Patriots Front, Blair Cottrell.
You need to put your fists up, be ready to fight, stand up.
Now, it can be revealed that the suspected mass murderer behind the Christchurch attack, Brenton Tarrant, was watching and listening to Mr. Cottrell closely and was a member of his online community. Background Briefing has been provided with a database of comments from the United Patriots Front, or UPF, Facebook page, and another far-right street action group, the True Blue Crew. There are more than 30 comments from Tarrant across both pages that show, for the first time, his interactions with domestic far-right groups, and which shed light on a young man seemingly enraptured by white nationalism and its high-profile figurehead, Blair Cottrell. In one post, Tarrant refers to him as Emperor. When Blair Cottrell made an appearance on TV in late 2016, Tarrant wrote, "Never believed we would have a true leader of the nationalist movement in Australia." The latest project for Blair Cottrell and his UPF associate Tom Sewell is the men's only club, the Lad Society.
It's a brotherhood, it's a community, it's what we need in this country.
This week, the group's leadership distanced itself from Tarrant. In a statement posted to the Lad Society Facebook page, they say they met with officers from the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, or ASIO, and state police services about the Christchurch events. ASIO, the Australian Federal Police, Victoria Police and New South Wales Police all declined to confirm the meeting. The Lad Society statement said the organisation condemned politically motivated violence and said Tarrant did not belong to any group and that he acted alone. When confronted with Tarrant's activity on the UPF Facebook page, Blair Cottrell told the ABC he didn't know Tarrant personally.
"There is no relationship. I didn't know who he was. And you won't find any evidence to the contrary."
Did you know anyone who knew him?
At this stage, no. No one has come forward and said, "Blair, I think I know who this guy was," you know, like, or no one said that to me yet. I don't know if anyone will. It's possible that he knew someone I knew. It is possible. But at this stage, no. No one has said anything.
Blair Cottrell says that following the attacks in Christchurch, he fully expects the Lad Society to be declared a terrorist organisation.
"I was never worried about it. I was certain it would happen eventually."
International security expert and former senior diplomat Neil Fergus said ASIO had been closely monitoring far-right extremists for some time.
"They have been extremely active in this particular area, in recent years, but over decades."
He says while these far-right groups in themselves may not be dangerous, they could be a breeding ground for dangerous people.
Alex Mann with that report.